Forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Bright sunshine expected this afternoon with highs around 50. Winds out of the west 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, lows dip down to about 26. Cloudy tomorrow, highs level off around 41. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 43.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tall. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office said that around 1:30 yesterday afternoon, emergency crews were called to an area of North 600 and East 1452 Road with reports of a two-vehicle collision. First responders found two vehicles had collided head-on. No vehicle descriptions have been released. The Sheriff's Office said one driver was taken to a nearby hospital via helicopter ambulance. Just before 11:30 p.m. December 7th, a Shawnee County deputy sheriff conducted a traffic stop in the 2700 block of Southeast Maryland Avenue on a black Nissan Sentra that was connected to a drug enforcement unit search warrant, according to Deputy Shane Anderson. Now, during the investigation, the deputy found illegal narcotics and arrested the driver, 39-year-old Demario D. Brooks of Topeka. He is being held on requested charges of possession of cocaine with intent to distribute, possession of drug paraphernalia with intent to distribute, possession of marijuana, and driving a vehicle without a valid license. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
12 days of Christmas is here, and nobody does it better than Rusty at Ford. Now through Christmas, get up to 12% off MSRP of any new Ford, and up to 12 weeks of no payments with your new vehicle purchase. Plus, pick from hundreds of our pre-owned vehicles and pay just $12 down. $12 down! All of this, and we're not done. Choose an ornament from our tree and find an exciting gift inside with every vehicle purchased. Hurry, Christmas only comes once a year, and so do these deals only at Rusty Eck Ford.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus tax and fees, $12 down with approved credit up to 12% off MSRP. SDK number 23T512, MSRP 61,230. Sale price 53,882 after rebates with Ford credit financing. Interest accrues from date of purchase. Offers cannot be combined. Subject to prior sale expires 12/23/2023.
A 23-year-old died and two others were injured Friday evening after a crash 1 mile south of Greenleaf. 23-year-old Hunter Wolbrandt of Wakefield, Kansas, was driving southbound on Kansas Highway 119 just after 4:30 Friday afternoon when he failed to stop at a stop sign before entering the intersection of Kansas Highway 119 and Kansas Highway 9. After entering the intersection, Wolbrandt was struck by an oncoming car crossing the intersection driven by a 15-year-old with a 47-year-old passenger. Wolbrandt was transported to Bryan Medical Center where he died from his injuries. The Kansas Supreme Court has unanimously affirmed the life sentence and felony conviction of a man found guilty of raping and murdering a 72-year-old Wichita woman. In the case of State of Kansas versus John Pepper, it unanimously affirmed Pepper's felony conviction of murder. Pepper was sentenced in 2022 for the 2019 rape and murder of 72-year-old Rita Golden at her Wichita home. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tall. The former Dundee County Sheriff, who was recalled from office last month, has been arrested on charges related to firearms missing from the Sheriff's Office. The Nebraska State Patrol says Clinton C.J. Smith, 42, of Benkelman, was arrested Friday for theft by unlawfully taking and possession of a stolen firearm. Following his arrest, he was lodged in the Dundee County Jail. The Washington County Sheriff's Office says it has made an arrest in the murder of a Fort Calhoun Catholic priest. The Sheriff's Office said in a social media post that it received a call of an attempted break-in at the rectory of St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Fort Calhoun around 5:05 a.m. Deputies arrived to find a black male inside and Father Stephen Gutskill suffering from an apparent stab wound after being assaulted. Kerr Williams, 43, of Sioux City, has been arrested for homicide and use of a weapon to commit a felony. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
party's on. The legendary voice, Vince Neil. Performing all your favorite hits. The Wild Night, Saturday, January 13th. First Council Casino. Vince Neil, live. Tickets on sale now at 7plans.com. Casino Players Club or 866-966-1777. Give it a kickstart with Vince Neil, live.
Is your flow running low? It may be time to upgrade your well and ensure your water flow is running safe and efficient. And the name you need to remember is Weniger Drilling.
Water well drilling.
Water well service.
Trenching services.
Test wells, water well plugging, sanitation, and code compliance.
Plus new solar pumps.
Weniger Drilling does it all. Plus, when you call Weniger Drilling, they'll provide a free estimate.
Finance options also available.
Make sure your flow doesn't run slow with Weniger Drilling. Call them at 316-729-5881 or online at WinnegarDrilling.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A fatality accident was reported in Washington County Friday afternoon. Hunter Holbrand, age 23 of Wakefield, reportedly failed to stop at a stop sign on K-119 at the K-148 junction and was struck by Lindsey Gray, age 15 of Waterville. Hunter Holbrand was transported to a Lincoln hospital and died as a result of injuries. Lindsey Gray and a passenger, 47-year-old Brian Gray, also of Waterville, were transported to Washington County Hospital with suspected minor injuries. Marshall County Commissioners meeting again last week was mostly routine business. Washington County Treasurer reported the quarterly financials will show a large balance of some $15 million, noting recent $3.5 million in damage payments from TC Energy earmarked to spring road projects, as well as sales tax increases related to increased traffic with the oil spill and wind farm development, some of which is also dedicated to roads and bridge improvements. It was suggested the county could consider paying off a jail and law enforcement building. Commissioner Raleigh Ordine noted that 2 years ago they lowered the levy by 8 mills, and this year it was kept the same. Commissioners discussed the Christmas holiday. County will be closed December 25th and 26th, and commissioners will not meet that week. They will only meet twice the week before to close out the year. Courthouse and Washington County offices will also be closed Monday, January 1st. Commissioners' meeting will be Tuesday, January 2nd. Just a single application has been received for the Economic Development Tourism Director position. The application window remains open. Two drivers have been hired for the General Transportation Program and will begin training. Nemahal County Commissioners' meeting was also routine business, with Terry Gilbert's name drawn as a tiebreaker for election to the Baileyville Improvement District. J6 Legacy Foundation recently announced a $500,000 contribution toward the Nemahal Valley Community Hospital renovation efforts, which will be dedicated toward the hospital imaging ward and courtyard. Kansas Water Authority will meet Wednesday, December 13th at Cloud County Community College at Concordia. Hanover Days of 49 announcing the annual summer celebration is scheduled for July 4th, 5th, and 6th. Your news on your time. The KNDY morning and midday news blocks are available for download and replay anytime, daily on the KNDY website and Facebook page, along with archives of all of our live high school sports broadcasts, Coach's Corner, and public affairs programs.
Ho, ho, ho! All the beautiful sounds of the holiday season. The season of friends and family who gather to eat, drink,
and share the Wi-Fi.
That's right. Enjoy uninterrupted connectivity with Blue Valley Technologies worry-free Wi-Fi. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies.
Find out more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
Ease the burden on your loved ones with pre-planning services offered through Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville and Anders Fifley Funeral Home in Riley. This is Jared Anders, and we can help you in assuring that your wishes will be taken care of, easing the decision process for your family. From service arrangements to special requests, let us take time to meet your exact needs. Find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us at Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville or at Anders Fifely Funeral Home in Riley.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower to mid-50s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. More sunshine throughout Tuesday, a bit cooler with our highs in the mid-30s and lower 40s. And staying cloudy throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. Warming up into Wednesday, still cloudy with our highs in the lower to mid-40s. And mostly cloudy skies Wednesday night with our lows in the lower to mid-30s. Some sunshine and warmer into Thursday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Then mostly cloudy throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to mid-30s. Partly sunny skies into Friday with our highs in the upper 40s and mid-50s. And partly cloudy skies into Friday night with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. Warmer throughout the weekend, sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. And partly cloudy skies Saturday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Then more sunshine into Sunday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-December 44, record high on this date 75. The average low 24 and the record low 6 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:37. Sunset this evening at 5:05.
Some people will do the craziest things for chronically cold feet. A few of the more reasonable remedies today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, December 11th, the 345th day of the year. Singer Brenda Lee was born on this day, and Joe DiMaggio announced his retirement from baseball on this day in 1951. Cold feet are no fun, and if you ask 10 people, you'll likely get 10 different answers about getting them warm. Here's a few methods most likely to work. Soak them in warm water. Water conducts heat 25 times faster than air. Drink plenty of fluids. Staying hydrated helps blood flow more efficiently to your extremities. Stop smoking. Nicotine restricts blood vessels and hinders circulation. And some people swear by putting cayenne pepper in their socks. It actually works, but be careful. It can irritate the skin and will probably turn your socks pink. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice at almanac.com.
Shop Reflections Hallmark in Marysville this holiday season. Christmas decor, Yankee candles, fudge and chocolates, KU and K-State gear, kids' toys, and more. Seasonal hats, scarves, and jackets are 40% off for the fashion statement, while last year's ornaments are 50% off. Open Monday through Saturday, Shop Reflections.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Trace Tall. Josh Allen, 3 for 233 yards with touchdowns running and throwing as the Buffalo Bills kicked a go-ahead field goal with a minute 54 left to go. And thanks to a crucial penalty on Chiefs wide receiver Kadarius Toney, Buffalo held on to beat the Chiefs yesterday at Arrowhead 20-17. Up next for Kansas City, they visit New England on Sunday. Left-hander Will Smith and the Kansas City Royals are in agreement on a one-year, $5 million contract. That's according to ESPN. Smith, 34, made his big league debut with the Royals in 2012. He has since won a World Series ring each of the last three seasons. Washburn Soccer fell 1-0 to Point Loma in the Division II National Championship game on Saturday, ending the 2023 season as national runners-up. Washburn ends its stellar 2023 season as the MIAA regular season champions with a 23-4-1 record. Mid-America Network Sports.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
It's built well, it's Burwell, Burwell Construction.
Is your flow running low? It may be time to upgrade your well and ensure your water flow is running safe and efficient. And the name you need to remember is Winnegar Drilling.
Water well drilling.
Water well service.
Trenching services.
Test wells, water well plugging, sanitation, and code compliance.
Plus new solar pumps.
Winnegar Drilling does it all. Plus, when you call Winnegar Drilling, they'll provide a free estimate.
Finance options also available.
Make sure your flow doesn't run slow with Winnegar Drilling. Call them at 316-729-5881 or online at WinnegarDrilling.com.
Number two Kansas men's basketball team handled Missouri with a 73-64 Border War win on Saturday at Allen Fieldhouse. Missouri still has not won at Allen Fieldhouse since 1999. KU is now 9-1 on the season, perfect 6-0 at Allen Fieldhouse. They'll be on the road next to take on Indiana on Saturday at 11:30 a.m. Kansas State men's basketball team posted a much-needed road victory over LSU on Saturday afternoon, taking down the Tigers 75-60. K-State will be back at home on Sunday, December 17th, to host Nebraska at 2 p.m. at Bramlage Coliseum. And Wichita State shot a season-worst 31% from the field in a 79-69 loss to South Dakota State Saturday night at Intrust Bank Arena in Wichita. Wichita State, who is now 7-3, has lost its last three games at Intrust Bank Arena and has dropped to 8-5 all-time downtown. Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night basketball scores in girls play. Clay Center took Marysville 47-38. Washington County held off Wakefield 37-35. Valley Heights topped Republic County 60-33. Frankfort girls in overtime passed Wamuncie 48-44. Axtell down Flint Hills Christian 35-19. Lynn over Southern Cloud 69-6. Centralia girls took Hiawatha 55-33. Diller O'Dell over Sterling 58-35. Tri-County beat Southern 45-9. Smoky Valley over Concordia 46-40. Chapman girls took Bishop Ward 58-13 and Augusta beat Abilene 40-23. In boys play, Marysville over Clay Center 63-40. Washington County trimmed Wakefield 67-9. Valley Heights beat Republic County 44-33. Frankfort boys over Wabunsee 46-42. Axtell tops Flint Hills Christian 61-31. Lynn over Southern Cloud 60-23. Hiawatha beat Centralia 47-45. Diller O'Dell topped Sterling 52-25. Tri-County over Southern 53-41. Concordia boys took Smoky Valley 66-43 and Abilene over Augusta 63-47. Saturday high school basketball in girls action. Little River beat Hanover 49-43. Washington County girls and boys teams defeat Blue Valley, capturing the title in the Thunderbird Invitational at Cloud County. Marysville wrestlers at the Clay Center Invitational Saturday. Boys finish fourth. The girls are tied for third. In the boys division, Gable Fredrickson wins first place. Runner-up to Busman, Trimble, and Wassenburg. Third place finish to Waters and Wetter. Slupionic is fourth. Landall fifth. Wilson and Cromie sixth place. In the girls division, Sevilla and Johnson are first place. Hubbard second. Latta third and Throm fourth. Tuesday night basketball, Marysville continues league play at Concordia, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Frankfort is host of Valley Heights, live on FM 95.5.
Give a gift that keeps giving throughout the year. Streptocarpella is a relative of the African violet that produces dainty purplish-blue flowers year-round. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Grow Streptocarpella in a warm, draft-free location with bright indirect light. Mine is thriving, set back just a bit from an east-facing window. Water thoroughly whenever the top inch of soil is starting to dry and pour off any water that remains in the saucer. Use tepid water to avoid damaging the leaves. leaves, or water the plant from the bottom. Just set the pot in a shallow container of warm water for about an hour. The fuzzy dark green leaves are attractive on their own and are a nice backdrop for the elongated violet-like flowers. Streptocarpella forms a rounded mound 12 inches tall and 15 inches wide. Over time, it forms trailing stems, making it suitable for hanging baskets. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
You may have thought this political party died when this became legal again back in the 1930s. You'll be intrigued by the history of the group most people think is dead. It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
Earl Dodge is the former national chairman of the Prohibition Party. He says a lot of the organization's history can be traced back to one of our most famous presidents, Abraham Lincoln.
When he was a young boy, he took a pledge that his mother had him sign, and he kept that all of his life. And in our historic collection, we have copies of that pledge. And he was against alcohol in every way, shape, or form. And in fact, he said once the slave traffic was completely wiped out, he hoped to start next to wipe out the liquor traffic.
When Lincoln died, the need for the Prohibition Party was born.
Abraham Lincoln was a staunch advocate of Prohibition and campaigned for it in Illinois. When he died, the people who took over the party didn't have that concern. And so 4 years later, on September 1st, 1869, the Prohibition Party was organized in Chicago.
It would take over 50 years for the Prohibition Party to build enough grassroots momentum to ban the manufacture and sale of alcohol in 1920. Ironically, the passage of Prohibition signaled the decline of the political group.
It elected actually thousands of people to the local level, particularly in states like Kansas and Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Illinois. When the Prohibition Amendment was passed, people felt that issue had been settled, so the Prohibition vote started to dwindle.
Prohibition was replaced in 1933. Party is still alive today, though, and fields a wide array of candidates, including nominees for president and vice president of the United States. Traveling the countryside in Lakewood, Colorado, I'm Andrew McCray.
The telephone and barbed wire fencing were invented in the 1870s. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Frontier Ingenuity used both to communicate with neighbors as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Well, When Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone in the 1870s, the Bell companies catered to businessmen in cities, and the rural areas were left out because building lines was expensive and hardly worth the effort in sparsely populated areas. However, they didn't know that farmers were very innovative and that barbed wire fences could transmit a telephone signal. Rob McDougall is an associate professor of American history at Western University in Ontario, Canada. He says they figured out that all you needed was a store-bought phone and a smooth metallic wire that ran from their farm to the fence.
So farmers attached their telephones directly to those barbed wire fences and ran electrical current through the fences, and it worked. You could talk that way. These farmer systems were almost invariably party lines. So there's no operator. There might be a dozen farmers on the line, and everybody is connected to the same circuit. So what you would do is every household would have a distinct ring.
Of course, there was a lot of eavesdropping because they could listen in on a neighbor's call. But the lines were invaluable for getting information and providing a connection with neighbors.
People might read the news over the wires, and anyone who wanted to listen in could listen in. People might give weather reports or crop prices. They might just tell stories. They might broadcast sermons on Sunday, or they might play music. They might all even sing along. I can't imagine the sound quality would be too great, but nevertheless, there was this kind of sociability that emerged from everyone being linked on the same line.
Learn more about the history of the barbed wire telephone at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
encourages everyone to join Project Blue Light by placing a blue light in the front window to honor officers who have sacrificed their all in the line of duty. From Leo's Jewelry in Beatrice, established in 1953, a tradition of excellence, offering the finest jewelry with service of the highest quality.
Experience the magic at the Knights of Lights Festival. Stroll through a Renaissance wonderland with lights, shopping, food, music, and entertainment. Visits with Santa, Mrs. Claus, and Barbie the Christmas Elf. Weekends through December 31st at the Renaissance Festival grounds, Bonner Springs. Info at caseyrenfest.com.
2023 farm income numbers are out, and the news is not great. That's next on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. U.S. farmers will see a 21% drop in net income this year compared with 2022's record high level. USDA economist Seth Meyer says on the bright side, it's still above the long-term average. Meyer is already looking ahead and admits the next year may be something to worry about.
When we look at kind of the dynamics going forward, I guess what I'm going to keep an eye out for, how are we looking at commodity prices going forward? We look at across the board on commodity prices with a few exceptions like cattle. We see prices coming down, right? And even cattle, we've seen some moves recently, at least in the short run, of softening cattle prices after some record highs. So I do, again, continue to worry about margins that we'll achieve on the farm.
The farm income projections for 2024 are not yet completed, says Meyer.
What we're estimating for farm income is down a lot from 2022, but it's still really good and would be hard to maintain long run, right? So we might even expect a reversion to something smaller in terms of net farm income. I might even just from a momentum standpoint anticipate some further declines. But what does that look like in 2024?
The next farm income forecast for 2024 is in February. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Kansas Geological Survey has released their latest study statewide regarding water conservation. The co-authors of the report said, quote, our results show that the only way to slow water level declines is to reduce pumping in conjunction with modification of agricultural practices. As it has been shown in the state of Kansas and elsewhere, efficient irrigation technology must be coupled with a binding agreement to reduce pumping if we are to make a difference. They say the High Plains Aquifer does underline portions of eight different states from South Dakota all the way down to Texas, that it does include the Ogallala Aquifer that is used primarily in the western portion of the state of Kansas. In the study, the Kansas Geological Survey did partner with the University of Kansas and the Kansas Department of Agriculture to measure groundwater levels in more than 1,400 different wells across the High Plains Aquifer, and said the Ogallala part of the aquifer did drop significantly when it comes to the groundwater levels with widespread irrigation of cropland since the 1940s, saying less than 40% of the aquifer actually remains.
After the survey, many counties have responded, saying they would work on many water conservation projects, including at Wichita County, saying that they are planning to reduce pumping as near as 40% as water levels have fallen so far that irrigation has either been reduced or eliminated in many parts of the county. The state legislature said this would also be a priority top-level issue to discuss when they return back in January for their session of 2024 on water management ideas across the entire state for both lakes and aquifers around the Mid-America region. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
The Foreigner Farewell Tour continues March 1st at Seven Clans First Council Casino Resort. Foreigner says goodbye in a night of hit after hit. Friday, March 1st. Tickets available at 7clans.com. The Casino Players Club. Charge by phone 866-966-1777. Foreigner returns to Newkirk. 7clans First Council Casino Resort. Don't miss it.
Is your flow running low? It may be time to upgrade your well and ensure your water flow is running safe and efficient. And the name you need to remember is Winnegar Drilling.
Water well drilling.
Water well service.
Trenching services.
Test wells, water well plugging, sanitation, and code compliance.
Plus new solar pumps.
Winnegar Drilling does it all. Plus, when you call Winnegar Drilling, they'll provide a free estimate.
Finance options also available.
Make sure your flow doesn't run slow with Winnegar Drilling. Call them at 316-729-5880.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it, our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Someday we might be living on the moon, and of course we'll have to grow our own food. Our nation's youth are working on that right now on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Control the toughest weeds with overlapping residuals. Lock in the longest-lasting control for your soybean fields. A pre-emergence application of an Authority brand herbicide plus a post-application of Anthem Max herbicide establishes the overlapping residual control, key to safeguarding your soybean seasons. This pairing is a heavy-duty, economical strategy against Palmer amaranth, water hemp, kochia, and more. Visit your FMC retailer or lockin.ag.fmc.com today. Always read and follow all label directions.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
In your town might have the answer on how to grow food on the moon. A global science experiment called Plant the Moon Challenge encourages kids in grades 4 through 12 to see who can grow the best crops using a lunar soil simulant. Sarah Nelson is the state STEM specialist for Iowa 4-H Youth Development and also works for the NASA Iowa Space Grant Consortium. She says teams of students will receive the simulant from the University of Florida. They will use the simulant to design and perform experiments on what kinds of crops they could grow in it.
And of course, they're going to have to be adding things to that simulant from fertilizer, you know, to other things. But they're going to try to grow different crops within a 10-week time frame and then report that back to NASA at the end of it, as long as they complete their experiment. And it'll get added to basically a global database on how can we support people when they might be living on the moon.
Teams might choose to grow row crops or fruits and vegetables, and they will have help from university plant science students to design and execute their experiments. This could have far-reaching impacts for the kids involved.
When we work with youth on different projects such as this, where you have a real result and a real thing that you're communicating out, it changes the nature of the learning and it becomes really engaging and something that's really memorable too. And so we really hope that youth, when they participate in this, might think about a career in agriculture or, you know, in STEM or with NASA.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the Plant the Moon Challenge at agriculture.com.
The Manhattan Commerce Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be having a special stock John Bread Heifer sale Wednesday, December 13th, starting 11 a.m. This sale will feature the Sam and Karen Hinkle Angus Cowherd Dispersal, consisting of 200 mostly lions and middle-bred genetics, home-raised Angus cows, 3 years to older, bred to Angus bulls, start calving late February. This will be an outstanding set of Angus cows. Bickelmeyer Land and Cattle will disperse 80 choice red Angus cows, 5 to 6 years old, bred to Peeper red Angus bulls, start calving early March. There will be 150 black and red Angus cows. They'll be 3 years to short and solid. They'll have September to November calves by side. We will have 175 fancy Angus and Hereford first calf heifers. They're AI bred or bull bred for late January through March calving. Also offered will be 200 black, white face, and red Angus cows, mostly 3 to 6 years old, bred for late February to April calves. For more information on a special cow sale to be held Wednesday, December 13th, please call the Manhattan Commission Company at 800-834-1029 or check our website at mccclivestock.com.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. As we move through a Monday today, started off kind of mixed. We're still seeing things kind of mixed on the board for the grains, although mostly lower beans are moving upward. Corn and wheat still struggling on the day. We'll see how we close here in just a little bit. Livestock market started off higher. We are mostly mixed on the board there as well. And the corn market, December corn is down right now 3¾ cents to 462 even a bushel. We have the March down 4¾ at 480¾ cents. In the wheat market, December's off the board today at 655¾. March down 27¾ cents at 633¼ cents as well. Over in the oats market, December oats off the board at 366 even. March oats down 13¼ at 342¼ cents. Soybean market, we are seeing a little bit of green here. January's up 28¾ cents. Some decent gains sitting at 1332¾. The March up 27¼ at 1350¼. In the meal, December's up 790 at 432.10, with the January up 870 at 413.40. And the soybean oil for December is up 56 cents at 50.71. January's up 69 cents at 50.88. In the canola market today, January's up 12.30 at 672.30. The March up $11 at 678 even. And the cotton market has some slight gains, with the March cotton up 89 cents at 82.33. May cotton up 79 cents at 82.83. U.S. dollar index for the day today, December, is in the green 15 cents at 104.14. The March index up by 15 cents at 103.78. We have the euro sitting at 107 and the British pound at 1¼. 30-year bonds for December are down slightly at 118.17. 10-year notes are in the red slightly as well at 109.26. Stock market mostly higher, with the Dow Jones in the green 126 points.
Dear Santa, all I want for Christmas is a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. But I paid over MSRP on my last car and have too much negative equity in my current vehicle. I need a Christmas miracle.
At Midwest Kia, we don't take advantage of market fluctuations by charging over MSRP. Come to Midwest Kia this Christmas for the Season of Giving Back sales event. We helped so many people in November that we've asked Santa for another $10,000 to help our customers in December. Take advantage of Kia's trade-in assistance for up to $1,000 more on any trade-in 2004 or newer. If we can't put a reasonable deal together because of your negative equity, you'll be entered into a chance to win up to $10,000 of Midwest Kia's Season of Giving Back Christmas cash. Come see what people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Winner picked on December 23rd, 2023 may not be present to win. Winner receives up to $10,000 applied against negative equity of trade-in on credit purchase of vehicle from Midwest Kia. Negative equity is the difference between trade-in, ACV, and payoff. See dealer for details. No purchase.
Third Road Ag Sales is featuring a fall special with DEF diesel exhaust fluid for $10 per jug or $8.50 per jug pallet price for 72 jugs. And ask for details on the on-farm starter fertilizer program, where Agritech provides on-farm storage tanks at cost, covers one-third of expense of the tanks, and these are yours to keep with a commitment to purchase fertilizer. John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales at Waterville has all the details. Call today, 785-562-7157.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert. Highly pathogenic avian influenza is resurfacing in much of the Midwest. Kansas Department of Agriculture Animal Health Commissioner Justin Smith shares information about HPAI. He begins by discussing what the virus is, how it spreads, and why producers are seeing it now.
It's a virus that affects our poultry world, our birds per se. So chickens, turkeys, our wild game birds, our domestic game birds as well, and then our migratory waterfowl. So it is a virus that affects them. It's an influenza that truly affects them severely. We see severe signs of sickness and most likely death is involved as well. It's an influenza virus, so it can be spread through direct contact. It can be spread through aerosols, any kind of a fecal matter of any of that sort that has a virus load in it, that it can be spread. And it's highly contagious to our poultry world. So it is something that's easily spread from bird to bird. And we're being impacted by the migratory birds right now, and we're right in the midst of it. We're seeing, maybe it a little later than we normally would because of the warm temperatures. But yeah, we're getting impacted with the migratory component.
Smith explains how producers can identify if their flock has HPAI.
So anything that shows signs of a respiratory illness, sneezing, coughing, they may have runny eyes, droopy eyes, they're going to be lethargic, they're not going to feel well. A lot of times we see just increased death loss in these birds. It's a rapid death, and so we will see those birds an increased volume of deads. Right. You're going to see intake of food and water. The other thing that we've seen and we're starting to see is neurological signs. So if you see your birds are holding their head awry, or they have disorientation, or they can't stand appropriately, we're seeing some neurological signs in a lot of our species now.
He lists what steps people should take if they think that their flock has the virus.
So first thing is either contact your local veterinarian and let them know about what's going on. But if you don't have a veterinarian or a veterinarian that's comfortable in dealing with poultry, make sure that you reach out to Kansas Department of Ag and contact us. And we have a couple, three different ways of doing that. We have our website that basically is agriculture.ks.gov. / avian influenza. Or also, we have a toll-free number set up. It's 833-765-2006 that they definitely can reach out to us, and we would encourage them to do so.
That was Kansas Department of Agriculture Animal Health Commissioner Justin Smith on the effects and concerns of highly pathogenic avian influenza. There have recently been confirmed cases in Kansas. Find more information about the virus at www.agriculture.ks.gov/avian influenza. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Expand your tool set with professional power tools from Menards. Metabo represents the gold standard in nailers and cordless power tools. Whether you're at home or on the job site, tackle any building project with Metabo. Power tools make great gifts. Grab the cordless 18-gauge brad nailer, ideal for trim work and molding installation, now on sale for $199.99. Sale price good through December 11th. Plus, a Menards gift card is always a great gift idea.
KNDY.
country music just the way you remember it. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.